subscription box. At the $52 pledge level, a bi-monthly package is delivered to your doorstep, and it's going to be filled, it says here, with different kinds of knickknacks we have here at the station. Could be some CDs or sunglasses, or it could be anything. We want to bring the feeling of WHFR to your home every 2 months with our monthly subscription. It's only at the $52 pledge level, so call now to support WHFR at 313-845-9676, option 1. Do it now. You'll thank me later.
This is WHFR's Radiothon, our yearly pledge drive for our loyal listeners. Call now and pledge your support at 313-845-9676. That's 313-845-9676.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn. Listener-supported, non-commercial radio, featuring local and independent artists.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over, until one day I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Welcome to Impact. And as we record this, this is April and it's tax season. And we have two people here today who are going to discuss finances, not per se taxes, but along the line, perhaps you'll find this useful. We certainly hope so. Joining us today are Anna and Oscar Horvitt from GreenPath Financial Services, GreenPath Financial Wellness. I apologize.
That's okay.
That's the beauty of almost live radio. So, Anna, Oscar, hi.
Hi.
Welcome to WHFR. This is Impact, and you guys are doing your part to help people get their finances correct. Do I have that?
Yes, that's part of what we do for sure. GreenPath has a lot of different services.
Now, what is GreenPath? I was doing my reading, 1961, so been here longer than I have. What all do you offer?
Well, we are a nonprofit agency and we're dedicated to credit and debt counseling majorly, but we offer a lot of other services. We have debt counseling, debt management, including debt management plans, where the clients can have lower interest rates and restructure their payments for their creditors. We also do soft credit pulls, which helps the client to view what's on the report without affecting their credit score. And we have housing services like pre-purchase mortgage counseling, which is like what you go through before you purchase your first home to help you understand the process and what to expect and make sure you're doing things the right way for yourself. And then we have mortgage delinquency for people that are having trouble keeping up with their mortgage. And then we have reverse mortgage for elderly people who are looking to receive some money out of the mortgage that they've paid for all this time. as well as student loan counseling and bankruptcy counseling.
Now, as we're broadcasting from Henry Ford College, student loan counseling will be something we're going to come back to for sure. You just mentioned quite a bit, and there's so many points I want to ask you about. But the first thing that just leapt out to me was when you were talking about a soft credit pull. I've been watching a lot of commercials where they talk about check your score without it being affected. What's the truth? Checking your score affects you or no?
When you look into what your credit score is, it's called an inquiry. Like if you're applying for a loan or some financial investment and they're checking your credit, that's an inquiry and that can lower your score. But when you do a soft pull, it doesn't count as an inquiry, so it doesn't affect your score. But it allows them to see what's on the report.
Now, from the word go, I just have to know, why does it affect your score to want to know your score? Why are we led to believe that ignorance is supposed to be bliss? Like, I'm so rich, I don't have to worry about my score?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I don't know exactly why. Do you know why, Oscar, why it does affect your score to do an inquiry?
I'm afraid I don't. I think that it may be more of the fact that generally if there's an inquiry, there's some negative reason why somebody's looking into it. And that may be more along the lines of why it's been set up that way. And it may also be designed to de-incentivize people from checking their score every single day.
Mm-hmm.
I can respect it would perhaps, you know, like an ATM fee if you're going to check it every day. But if you want to know your health...
Well, you are allowed to check it from each of the three major credit bureaus once a year for free from each of the three different bureaus.
And those are TRW?
It's
Equifax.
Yeah, Equifax, TransUnion, and oh my goodness, what's the other one? Oh, this is bad.
We should know this, shouldn't we?
I don't think it's on here.
That's the beauty of editing.
Yeah. But there's three major ones that you can check, and you're allowed to have one report from each of those each year without any punishment or without having to pay for it.
So you do the soft credit pulls, and you can apprise people of their mortgage, their knowledge before going in to do a mortgage, a financing for an automobile.
Mm-hmm.
What about for leisure purposes? Like if I want to buy a boat, you know, everything else is good. I just want to come to you and know where I stand. And I'm looking for vacation property or I'm looking to, I just want to know where I stand. I want to know what I can get away with doing with my money that I work so hard for. And I don't want to leave to Uncle Sam when I'm dead.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth my while to sit down with you?
Yeah, the counselors are amazing. They have resources for all different things. So what we were trying to switch the view for GreenPath is not just come to us once you have debt, but educate yourself before you get into debt.
Thank you for saying that. The difference between going to the doctor when you're next to dying and preemptive mm-hmm. care. Okay.
Of course, a lot of the programs focus on people who already are in a debt situation, but we're trying to switch it more to educating the youth and educating people before they get into a position where they're in debt so that they can develop their credit in a healthy way and be able to get the vacation property or the boat or, you know, whatever investment they want to make.
We also have some products we offer that are great for people even once they get out of a bad situation, just to help maintain stability and even convenience, even once their debt is managed or even once they are resolved on their credit.
Products like what?
We have something called a simple payment plan. And it's something that we offer that allows you to take something like a mortgage payment or a student loan that is, you know, often like a single large monthly payment. People tend to be paid, you know, every week or twice a month. And you might, you know, have a large chunk of that check go all towards your mortgage or all towards your student loans. A simple payment plan is actually able to take a payment directly from you in a way that matches your payment schedule. And then they in turn can turn around and make those monthly payments to your, you know, student loans or towards your mortgage. And that way, instead of having, you know, to wait 2 weeks before you can buy groceries, you can just pay half your mortgage in a week and then, you know, have money to get by.
So you'll know that the money's coming out and going towards your debt. And when the time comes, it's there. Mm-hmm. And you're still budgeted for the rest of the month. Because some people will have the money and then they'll try to slide in between. And I'm not always saying that I've been right or not saying I've always been wrong, but there have been times when I've, you know, when I was a young person in college, when I was a young person in the military, what do I want to do? What do I want to get away with? What do I want to have fun with now and pay for it later? There are things that help you. When you say this product, is it a service you do? Is it a software?
It's a service. We actually have a lot of third-party affiliates, and the Simple Payment Plan is actually run by one called EarnUp. So we'll get you connected with them, and they kind of operate independently from the other services that we offer. You know, they'll work with you and they'll, you know, figure out a payment plan that works for you directly. Moreover, there is a little bit of a fee involved. So we'll figure out whether it makes sense for you financially. You know, if you're not going to save money doing it, you know, then we're not going to, you know, tell you to do it. Whereas if it will offer you convenience and save you money, then it's a win-win.
You know, I was reading somewhere where somebody was making a comment on GreenPath and they were surprised by a fee, and one of the quality assurance managers says being a nonprofit does not mean there aren't fees. That sometimes confuses people. In order to be in existence, there has to be an intake somewhere to keep the walls heated, cooled, lit, air conditioned, the desks in there. You are 501c3, but you still do fees. Are they on a percentage basis? How do you go about charging what you do and your services as you do?
Well, for counseling, you know, basic counseling, just you know, calling and speaking about your finances is free. There's no charge, you know, for your first call, no charge just to get a general assessment and see if there's anything that we can offer that can help you. Certain kinds of counseling do have a fee associated with them, like bankruptcy counseling. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those are required by federal law. But sometimes we can get grants, to try to get those reduced for a period of time or for a number of clients.
Yeah, we were able to not charge Texas veterans any fees for a while. We got a grant for that. It unfortunately ran out.
When they were assigned overseas, you're talking about the National Guard issue?
I think it might have to do with that because it ended... like late last year, and it had been going on since I started in January 2017.
I recall something about that, the National Guard, some guardsmen being hit for fees that they weren't supposed to be, and certain banks or credit unions just saying, oh, well. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, they're supposed to be protected by law.
Right, exactly. And we do partner with a lot of banks and credit unions. And if they partner with us, then they cover the fees. If they refer a client to us, then they cover the fees that are involved in their debt management program. So yeah, it is no cost to the client in that case.
Yeah, we do have some clients where 100% of the money they send us goes towards paying off their debts. Yeah. Granted, there are some clients that don't have that partnership, and then it varies state by state. Some states have a flat fee based on the number of debts that we're paying. Some states will charge a percentage of the amount of money that we distribute out every month. Some states will look at the total amount that we're going to be paying out in total over the course of a person's time with us, and then charge a flat percentage of that overall amount. You know, it's a little bit confusing to keep track of, so you have to really keep an eye on who you're talking to and what state they're in when you're building their plan up.
Well, the interesting thing about that is we are broadcasting WHFR 89.3 FM here in Metro Dearborn, Michigan. but I hope people are finding us on the World Wide Web. I have to say, what we're doing here, Green Path, is United States based. But so you will have people listening to this whose jurisdictions and what have you may have some different things, according to what you say. Mm-hmm. Now, you started in Michigan.
Right.
But you're now branched out to all 50?
Almost every state has some locations. There's a few that don't yet that we're working on getting locations in.
I think Oklahoma was our last state.
The newest one that we got.
Yes.
I think there's only maybe... There's less than 10 states that don't have one, I would say.
And for the people who want to reach out to you, because one of the things that I'm hearing is that is a lot of this is on a contextual basis, what their problem is. And they people should not hesitate to reach out to you to get the help that they may not even know that you can offer. But if they want to, how can people reach you?
Well, we definitely recommend anybody who has any interest in talking about their finances with a financial expert reach out to us, because there's no fee to talk with somebody about your finances. You can call us at 1-800-550-1961, or you can go on our website, greenpath.org, green like the color and path like you walk down a path through the forest. And on the website, it talks about all the different services. It also has testimonials of prior clients. It also talks about educational resources where we can come out to your business or your school and give like pamphlets and do little classes and things about budgeting. So there's tons of resources. Yep.
Paying it forward to the younger generation is not a primary focus, but definitely something that we're trying to expand on. You know, people are grossly undereducated on how to handle their finances and how to manage their money.
It's been like a taboo topic. Like, don't talk about money. Don't talk about debt. You know, don't talk about investments. And why?
I have family members who just know that they had something to do with my knowledge of money growing. I'm like, who taught me anything about money?
Right. A lot of the people we work with are amazed, because when you're growing up, I mean, luckily my mom taught me, you know, how to set aside money and how to make sure you have money to pay your bills and all that stuff. But some people never had that information from their families or their schools, or, you know, it's something that Green Path is really trying to focus on, is expanding the education and telling people it's okay to talk about money. Yeah. It's good to talk about money.
Yeah, your first education on credit, being getting your first credit card and maxing it out, is not a good way to go, but it's one that happens with some frequency.
A lot of people, when they get out of college or when they're in college, and the credit card's like, oh, you get this backpack and you get this free, you know, coupon for an icy, whatever. Then, oh, I'll get the credit card.
And there's a lot of us who were young and joined the service and got a regular check. And especially after a deployment, you come home with a bunch of money, get that first credit card. And the dealerships, the auto dealerships around a lot of military bases, love to see these youngsters come in, because they know they've got the money. Mm-hmm. And if nothing else, the military will make sure that the bills get paid, even if somebody has to go to the brick, because they're not going to let the military's name, whichever service is involved, go down. But if you fall behind, that's at the minimum office hours, possibly court-martial for your finances. So when I hear you say that not just contacting Green Path when you're behind, but to not fall behind, to have educators come out and speak to youth or not so young college students, mm-hmm. GIs,
yeah,
whoever it may be. I'm happy to hear you say this, because I see people falling behind in their finances when it doesn't have to be the case.
Yeah, your whole life is a financial journey. You should learn about it when you're young. You may or may not.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Right. then when you get your first credit card, maybe you get, you know, taken for a ride and you learn that it wasn't the right thing to do. But then you get yourself back together and you're ready to purchase your first home. You come and you talk to somebody about the pre-purchase mortgage counseling, make sure you're doing everything the right way for your future. And then you can have, like, once your family's set up and, you know, you graduated from school, now you're ready to buy a home and start your family, you can sit down with a counselor and talk about a family budget. And then as you get older, that home that you purchased, you can look into the reverse mortgage where you're getting some money out of all that time that you were paying your mortgage.
And you work on straight salary. You're not commissioned.
No, no commission.
So this is different than going to certain, my broker is, and he says such and such and such. Especially he's saying that when he's getting a cut.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas
we're looking out for the best interests of the client.
Thank you.
Yes, we're not incentivized to screw you over.
Okay. To put it succinctly, Better Business Bureau says GreenPath is an A+ organization. Has it ever been less than an A+? Is it?
Not that I know of. And we're also affiliated with the National Foundation for Credit Counseling and the HUD, the Housing Urban Development.
You're not buying anybody any special desks or anything for that?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, well, we want to get those stand-up desks.
Okay.
But that's on the table.
Out in the open on the table. Department of Justice, bankruptcy counseling and education.
Mm-hmm. We were one of the first organizations in Michigan that was qualified to do the bankruptcy counseling. And there's two different parts of the counseling. So, you know, when somebody comes to us and they say, I'm trying to avoid bankruptcy, we try to look at all the other options. There's the debt management program where you can try to get your interest lowered. You can try to get your payments rescheduled so that it's easier to pay the debt off faster. And you don't have to worry about all the different payments because you do what's called a deposit, and then that's distributed to the different creditors on your behalf. And because you're in that program, they can ask for lower interest and different payment schedules and things like that.
So people seeking the quick and easy answer of, I'm just going to go ahead and take a bankruptcy. And
I mean, some people, bankruptcy is the best option for them. And if it is, we're there to support them through that, too, because we have the pre-filing briefing, which gets you the certificate you need to file the bankruptcy. And we have the pre-discharge education, which gets you the certificate to get your bankruptcy discharged. So we support them through the whole process.
Is that a 7-year wait or what is that?
Some of them, it depends if they're filing, which is it Chapter 7 or Chapter 13, you know, so it all depends. But it's kind of, it depends on the situation. They'll talk about the pros and cons of the different kinds. We can't talk about legal things. That's not something we're qualified to do. So we always tell people we can't answer legal questions. But if they do need legal representation, we do have resources to refer people to an attorney near them that we partner with that might cover the fee for them or, you know, things like that for the counseling too.
Okay. Now, when you say pay multiple debt holders their finances, I've always heard as long as you're paying something, it looks good in your interest, no pun intended. It looks good on your behalf as long as you're steady paying something. Is that your experience? Is that wives' tale?
It's better than not paying anything. Well, and there are companies that tell you hold off and they save up your money. And then when you get a certain amount, they try to negotiate at that point with the creditors. But with GreenPath, we do always want something to be sent to the creditor each month on good faith. Like you're saying, there's something sent so that they're not like missing out on your payment.
I think a very important point of clarification, you know, there are some companies that will try to do what's called a settlement, where they'll try to, you know, pay off $1,000 of debt with $500 or $400. But that takes a long time to negotiate. And during that time, your credit score is hurting.
Every time they don't get a payment, you're going down.
And a settlement is not the same as having the debt fully paid off. So you know, you don't get that same bump back to your credit the way that you would if you were to fully pay a debt off. Our goal through GreenPath is going to be complete repayment of a debt when you're on a debt management program, and doing it in a way that keeps your payments showing as current on your credit score month to month as well.
So this isn't a silver bullet. This is every bit above board. And I guess if somebody was wondering what is the benefit for the debt holders,
they get paid. They get the money back that they're owed. If they settle or if you declare bankruptcy,
they're not getting the full amount.
Yes. So if they're patient, they'll ultimately get back all the money that you borrowed through our program.
Now, during that time, where does a person stand financially in terms of their credit? Are their assets frozen? Are their credit cards frozen? Are they able to get credit, purchase another car?
That can be a little bit more difficult. The cards that are on the program are generally closed, and having your credit card be closed is going to initially lead to a bit of a hit to your credit. And some creditors require that everything goes on the plan. No credit cards at all can be opened in your name if you're working with them, which you know, can be very difficult for some people because a lot of people have relied on using credit, you know, all their lives. The idea of not having a credit card is just
terrifying.
Yeah, absolutely. But we try to work with you to figure out, you know, how to live without a credit card, how to, you know, how to get by. In some cases, we can, you know, allow you to have the one safety card, and we'll, you know, teach you how to use it responsibly and use it in a way that's not going to be a liability to you. But if you're focused on trying to, you know, buy a car in a couple years, you know, if you let us know that upfront, we could try to work with you to give you the best options to, you know, ensure that your credit's going to be in the best possible state that it can be, and still work on getting your debts paid back as well.
So trying to keep something from you only hurts the person. Come to you and say, this is what I owe, and I'm also a year from now, 4 years from now, seeking to open my own store, business, yeah, what have you.
Put it on the table. Each case is completely different because you want to acknowledge the debt, of course, and get rid of it as, you know, as much as possible. But you also want to acknowledge the good things in that person's life and what they want to do with their future and work toward those things and focus on the positivity and what's coming in the future once they get through this time and get things back in line. That there is a future for you, even if you're having credit problems or debt problems. Doesn't mean that your life is over and you'll never be able to do anything you want to do. There's ways that you can improve your situation and come out on top.
Now, I'm talking with Oscar and Anna Horrid from GreenPath Financial Wellness. And Oscar just made a point about closing out the pre-existing cars if you're behind. This is not a given. This may not be your case, but in some cases, there are times when you say the debtors want to see everything, want to see the person all in. Now, I heard you talking about having a safety card and teaching them how to live, not in the path that led them to be in the position where they're in now. Again, are we talking about classes? I don't want to say retraining.
It's more a line of counseling. we'll sit down and we'll just, you know, spend the time to talk with you and explain things to you in a way that you understand, so that, you know, we're all on the same page with, you know, with the plan. You know, some people will, you know, keep a safety card and just use it to pay for a gym membership, because having that that payment to a credit card every month can help to improve their credit, you know, even as, you know, we're trying to work on the other, you know, cards that are closed. Yeah, and again, it's going to be, you know, different for every individual, but we'll find a plan that works for you. You know, mm-hmm.
It's very client-centered design. It's a holistic view of your financial health, not just your debt, not just your credit, not just your student loans. It's everything, the big picture.
I hear what you're saying, and I guess I want to know, I come to you for help and you take care of my finances, but I have a history of always being Mr. Credit Card and then late and then never having had that foundation from the word go. Mm-hmm. Other than having the consultation to get started with you, would you hold my hand?
Oh, yeah. As much support as is needed. You know, they can call in, they can ask questions, they can talk about concerns they're having about the plan they signed up for. You know, the counselors and, like, Oscar's on the client success team. They're the ones that keep all the accounts managed and make sure everything's coming in and going out smoothly and going according to plan. They're always available to talk about anything the client needs to talk about, you know, and even check in. That we just started a new thing called the Client Love Team.
Client Love
Team. And I'm really excited because I get to be on it, and it's only one person from each department. And what that is if somebody talks to a client that needs a little extra love for whatever reason, maybe, you know, they'll send us an email.
Okay.
And they'll say, you know, for example, I actually got an email today about a woman who was going through, she's trying to cut down, she's actually, you know, struggling with addiction. So she is trying to get herself in shape to go into rehab. And because of that, she won't be able to call and talk to anyone about her account while she's in there.
Oh.
So, you know, we wrote out a card for her, and she had mentioned the only support she had was her dog. So we wrote out a card for her about how dogs are better than humans and about how we're here for her and she's not facing this alone anymore. And we mailed the card to her. And we actually got a donation of about $500 last month. So for certain cases, like if it's somebody who's struggling to get groceries for their kids, we can send them a $25 card for Kroger's, you know, so they can go get some groceries.
See, that's not what I had envisioned when I was talking to people about what GreenPath was going to be or what this interview was going to be. You're helping people in ways that you don't associate, or I'm sorry, I hadn't associated with an organization, this mm-hmm. big box entity. This sounds...
It's people.
Okay.
Talking to people.
Hmm. It's for you, Lynn. Speaking of which, the people we're talking with now are Oscar and Anna Horrid of GreenPath. And tell them again that website and the phone number. So if this motivates them to think of you as the right organization for them, how can they reach you?
You can call us at 1-800-550-1961. Or you can go on our website, which is greenpath.org, GreenPath.org. And there's locations all across the country. So if you want to come in and sit down with somebody rather than talking on the phone, that's usually an option too.
Now, which location can we say where you are
that's
based?
Fine. Yeah, we're at the World Headquarters in Farmington Hills.
World Headquarters right here, Michigan. But as we say again, wherever you happen to be listening to this podcast, there's 40 times out of 50 a GreenPath somewhere near you. Mm-hmm. Best way to find out is to go to the website or dial the 1-800 number. And the organizations that you work with that lend help or assistance, you spoke of legal services.
Mm-hmm. Attorneys that refer people regularly for bankruptcy, or if they're trying to look for alternatives besides bankruptcy, like if somebody meets with an attorney and they're like, I don't think you actually need to file for bankruptcy. Why don't you call and talk with a financial wellness expert and see what your other options are?
Really?
So you don't necessarily have to.
People who are pulling the trigger too soon mm-hmm. can get the counseling they need to save themselves from going bankrupt.
I mean, for some people, bankruptcy is the best decision, but if it's not, then we like to try to help find other solutions.
And a lot of people feel really, like, morally repugnant about the idea of declaring bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. So the idea that we can offer them an alternative, you know, I mean, finances aside, the idea that they can feel like they're handling their situation in a moral or ethical way, that is a huge relief for some people, too.
You know, growing up, there was originally, well, for me, I'm speaking here, bankruptcy was go in the closet, go in the corner, face the wall, and don't turn around while the rest of us out here play. Then bankruptcy became, you know what, I'm just cutting these losses and I'm through with them. And bankruptcy was like a breakup or a divorce. And it's like, have you gotten your first marriage behind you yet? Have you gotten your first bankruptcy behind you yet?
Right.
And it was almost in vogue or fashionable. I would hear people talking about it, and just for me personally at the time, it would be, it doesn't relate, it doesn't compute, so I'll just keep moving. Now I'm here talking to people who know the subject. What is the outcome? Please educate me. What is the outcome of filing for bankruptcy too soon if you're looking for a quick and easy way out? What are the shortcomings? What's the downside? I mean,
bankruptcy, when you file for bankruptcy, it does do a number on your credit score. There's no way around that. It doesn't mean that once the bankruptcy's over, you can't rebuild your credit and get a safe. There's secure credit cards. It's kind of like a debit card, so you're not spending beyond your means, but you're still building that credit back up. I mean, it's so individualized that it's hard to say.
It's more a matter of lack of access to certain things. We think of, buying a new car, buying a house as, a privilege, but, unfortunately, it has to be earned via your credit score in some way, and you do lose out on that ability, when declaring bankruptcy.
Right. But the other thing, too, is, like Oscar said, a lot of people feel morally repugnant about filing for bankruptcy or about being in debt in general. But a lot of times it's not their own fault. They might have medical debt, something happened with the family.
Oh, yes.
You know, a lot of times, I would say 90% of the time, the people that come to us are in debt through no fault of their own. And that's why I want to show them, you're not alone. What is it? You're not alone. It's going to be okay. It's not your fault. We're here for you.
I was just thinking of a catch-22 while you were mentioning the part about mortgages and rent. And when you go to apply to rent an apartment, they want to check your credit score. So if something has happened previously because of your credit, well, we're going to have to deny you this location. So if you're trying to go from being homeless, which you arrived at through bankruptcy, what have you, now when you start beginning to make some money, you can't get a residence. You can't stop being homeless because your previous history is held against you.
That's why people start to feel hopeless. But we also do have housing counseling for people that are looking for housing resources.
Okay, thank you. So your counseling is...
It's everything.
Okay.
It's crazy.
A word that I've heard a lot more since starting at Green Path is holistic.
Yeah.
Okay, exactly. That's very big here at WHFR. The next time we have a holistic fair, we're going to be looking to talk about this, maybe more. Maybe we're going to have you back doing some counseling, just sitting out there, because it would be something that benefit, again, the students here at Henry Ford College. Now, you say you have previous experience at our holistic fair?
I think I was there the year I used to come for the radio for the music show.
We have so many things going on at WHFR. Yeah. Please stay tuned. WHFR.FM, as you already know, downloading this podcast. But another good website, greenpath.org, where people have holistic counseling to... not just help you clean up where you've been or what you've done, but for the youth, as we say, or even the older who never got that foundation. Let's touch on that again. If I just want to get classes, if somebody's at home listening to this and just saying, you know what, let me raise my hand in the privacy of my car and say, there's so much about finances that I don't know. And I didn't get a degree in finances, and I haven't been able to hire. It wouldn't have occurred to me to use what little money I have to hire somebody from one of the Wall Street people. Would you have me come in and just sit down with me and have a class? Or
you could have a one-on-one session with a financial wellness expert and just sit down. It's like talking to your cousin. You come in, you tell them what's going on.
I like the way you put that.
You know, that's the whole point. We try to talk to people as if we're talking to family and friends, because we're all people who have all dealt with debt of some kind or another, or will deal with debt of some kind or another. And actually, so there's no judgment at all.
And for what's worth, we have actually referred some of our own family and friends to get services through us if they, you know, are feeling comfortable to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
Oh, but there's also, if you wanted to get materials or ask for somebody to come in and teach a class somewhere, you can contact us at education@greenpath.org.
education@greenpath.org.
And that way they can send you brochures, or they can set up a time to come and speak with you, or, you know, there's all different opportunities that we can reach out. The whole point is to reach out and touch as many people as we can with the knowledge that it's okay to talk about money. It's okay to have debt. It's okay to not know how to handle your finances and your budget. Like, it's most people have these issues.
Parents, when you're out there thinking about putting the kids out after 18 hits or whatever it may be, please think about sending them this information, education@greenpath.org. Sometimes it may be easier to talk about sex than money. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
these may be the people you want to turn to.
I don't know why it's so difficult. I think it's just because we as a culture have always felt weird about talking about money.
Okay, I was about to say, we're talking about sex or money right now.
Well, maybe both.
Okay.
But you know, in terms of taking that black and white line of where it's okay to talk about something and it's not okay,
mm-hmm.
you have to break that barrier down and just talk about it and tell your kids.
Get the conversation started. Mm-hmm.
Much like the sex talk, it's going to be a little bit uncomfortable, but the benefits far outweigh that momentary discomfort.
For
this is the first time you had a credit card, Mom. Watch your mouth.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about that ever. I remember when I spent some... Okay.
I mean, you just want people to feel empowered to make the right financial choices for themselves and their futures, despite where they're coming from, what they've been through.
Just feeling that things are going to be okay. You know, that's a huge part of what we do. You know, people will call at my department just to make sure the plan's going okay, just to make sure that everything's all right, just because they're still in a place of fear and uncertainty, and that's fine. Although we do have what's called the client portal. So you actually can track your progress of your debt management program online. So some people can call us once to get things set up and then never have to call us again. You know, if you hate human contact but want to cover your finances, we've got you.
Now tell me this. We talked about products earlier. Certain other companies, you purchase their software to put on your computer and do your taxes. Do you offer software, or is
there's
that...
a lot of there's something called Green Path University also on the website that has like classes you can go through and different modules you can learn about different things like budgeting or starting to raise your credit.
Really?
Yeah, the website is amazing.
So if you are that person who's a little bit uncomfortable,
you don't have to talk to anyone if you really don't want to.
But you can start.
Mm-hmm. And then if you see something you like, you call in.
Then, like, okay, I feel more knowledgeable now that I've been doing this. What is that portion of the website called again?
Education.
Okay, so that's the education@greenpath.org?
Well, no, if you go on greenpath.org, there's a section called Green Path University.
Green Path University. Thank you.
Yeah, and there's different topics, and there's different newsletters, and there's different articles that people found. And like you said, you like NPR. There's a lot of stuff. Sometimes they'll post stuff from NPR on there that they find is related to what we deal with.
Okay.
It's really interesting. It's not When I think when people think about financial counseling, it's like, oh, I have to talk about my money. But it's not really like that. Like, it's just an opportunity to get someone else's point of view, to get advice from an expert who's not going to judge you, who's probably been in debt themselves.
Is that something, I'm not going to ask you your personal, but I know a lot of people who are drug counseling or are doing drug counseling, I'll use that for example, who are people who once upon a time had been abusers, mm-hmm. and now because they
overcame.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Do you see that a lot of some of your colleagues, coworkers?
Definitely.
Experience builds empathy.
Yeah.
Okay, because I would think, okay, if you're going to come work for us, we need you to have never had bad credit.
Oh, no. Ever. No.
So when somebody comes and talks to you, again, I've heard you say no judgment, mm-hmm. but a lot of people think, yeah, I hear you saying no judgment, but I walk in there and you see my bills, you're gonna look at me with a little judgment in your eyes.
There's no judgment. I know it sounds like hooey, but the people who work at Green Path are there to help people, not to judge people. I haven't met one person. I've worked there for over a year now, and every person, I mean, it's really different. You know, it's not... The main goal is empowering people financially, empowering them to know that wherever you're coming from, you can move forward and you can improve your situation.
Yep. There's actually a really great training tool that we had that was kind of a corollary to Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Now, a lot of people are coming to us at the bottom level. Just, you know, everything's awful. I can't maintain basic subsistence.
Creditors are calling you every day.
Yeah, and they think that that's the point which they have to come to us. But you don't have to come to us when you're at that bottom level. If you're just, you know, feeling a little bit shaky, or if you're okay but just want to have a better sense of planning and, you know, feel more responsible with your money, mm-hmm. We absolutely want those people to, you know, contact us as well, because, you know, we don't want, you know, you to get to a point where you're on the verge of declaring bankruptcy or having to close out all your credit cards. If you just need a little bit of help just to get things by, you know, we can help you out too. We can give you a plan to ensure that you never need that, you know, the big stuff. Kind of with your analogy of going to a doctor, you know, we'll give you the occasional vaccination and, you know, just, you know, just, you know, give us a cough and make sure that you're okay. And only if things start to get worse can, you know, can we start to, you know, pull out, you know, the harsher approaches that we, you know, when they're needed. So,
and we will get some people calling, you know, saying, I'm going into college and I'm going to have to take out student loans. What's the best way to do this to prevent having debt from it in the future? Or what's the best way to plan, you know, people who are going to retire, what's the best way to arrange my finances so that I don't wind up in debt once my income is limited?
Wow, you touched on something very, people talking about not going to college now because I just don't want to go in debt.
Right.
And that's admirable and respectable. But at the same time, if you would really like to get that education, mm-hmm. you should.
Yeah.
And
it's a great experience. I'd hate for somebody to lose out on that just for lack of being able to pay for it.
I mean, it is, you will have student debt.
You will have debt.
It's just a reality. But it doesn't mean it's not worth getting the education you want.
It does not mean it will not be manageable.
Mm-hmm.
And if you plan. Because this is about managing.
Right.
It.
Yeah. Financial planning is key. Like talking about things, thinking about things before they happen.
We actually have changed the company name a couple of times. We used to be, you know, Green Path Debt Management, and now we're Green Path Financial Wellness. You know that name change really symbolizes, you know, that we're trying to shift the focus away from just the crisis situations, and we're trying to, you know, help people avoid those and, you know, stay healthy their whole lives financially.
You know, something really, I just have to ask: do you ever encounter people, the old myth or cliche about somebody tucking their money in their mattress and not having a bank account?
I've never experienced someone who explicitly said, hold on, I have to get under the mattress for this month's payment. But I'm sure there are some out there.
Oh, yeah.
I've been in sales sometimes, and there have been times where people, I don't have a bank, I don't trust the banks. I don't, mm-hmm. Really?
Well, if you don't have a bank account, we can always, you know, work with cashier's check or money order for paying your creditors instead. If you, if you really want to just go under the mattress and pull out what you need and go down to, the bank to get a cashier's check, hey, we'll work with you.
And somebody may say, well, if they don't have a bank account, they probably don't have debt, but you'd be surprised.
Yeah. It's so hard. I mean, people get tricked a lot too with debt. You know, there's people that are targeted, like younger people and older people are really targeted.
One thing I saw in the service, the people coming around to sell, mind you, I'm showing my age now.
I didn't even know you were in the military. Thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you. People would come around selling magazines. Again, showing my, and they would specifically send young ladies try to get you to buy magazines. I don't know if they still do this now, but like people in college sell knives.
Oh yeah, Cutco.
Yeah. Oh, didn't want to change their names.
Oops, sorry.
That exists, but so yeah, the guys would see the pretty girls coming and it's like, yeah, what magazines do you have to sell? Nowadays with the internet, is magazine subscriptions are where they are. Mm-hmm. That's gone. But I would just stand there and look and go, you're buying 20 subscriptions. You don't have time of day to read two magazines, but they're going to get you every month. Mm-hmm. And they know First Sergeant's going to pull you in and make sure you're paying that debt. Because mm-hmm. if you don't, they're going to take the money out of you while you're sitting in the brig, making sure that's paid for.
It's actually something I did not know about, that the military takes their personnel's finances with that kind of seriousness.
Oh, you must not run afoul of First Sergeant when it comes to your finances. You will not reflect badly on the surface that way. There are certain things that are... You will go to war for. Don't go overseas and be in debt. They'll call you back from a conflict zone. That's the quickest way to go.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Sounds like an interesting loophole for somebody who wants to get out of a situation, but still a very bad idea. There are better ways.
Right.
I'd rather go to war for Sergeant.
Yeah, oh, okay. What branch of the military were you in?
A Marine Corps.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Many, many, many moons ago. But we're going to talk about the finances here on WHFR today. This is April when we're recording this. We hope this podcast finds you anytime, anywhere, as a sit down with Oscar and Anna Horrid from Green Path Wellness. Financial wellness. Thank you for getting that right for me. Started in 1961 as a Michigan Credit Union League. Wow.
Yeah, there's all this information too. They gave me this stuff when I told them I was coming on the radio, and it talks about the different. Where is it?
So 57 years, going strong.
Oh, here it is. Yeah. It started in 1961 as a Michigan Credit Union League. Then in 1967, they started to actually be a nonprofit and became one of the first agencies for housing counseling.
So you were not always a nonprofit.
Right.
But you have been since what year?
Since 1967.
So you got 51 years. You're 501c3.
And we're still in business.
And you're still in business, which says a lot.
And right now, GreenPath employs more than 400 people, and they assist over 200,000 people across the country each year.
Well, we want people to definitely know that there's somebody here. Budget and saving, debt management, credit, home ownership, foreclosure prevention, student loans, bankruptcy. Again, as much as so many things that I wanted to emphasize, as I brought up April, because here in the United States is when we supposedly pay our taxes. But throughout your life, you want to stay on top of your finances. And sometimes some people get better education than others. Mm-hmm. For those who feel wherever they already are in life, they did not get the education that they should have, could have, here's an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You can start
out. No time like the present.
Yeah, there you have it. You can start out in the privacy of your own home, be it your laptop, be it your tablet. I don't know if it would work on your phone, but you talked about Green Path University,
mm-hmm.
where you can have your own classes and start out getting some education, let alone contact these good people, have them sit down with you and bring you up to speed on some of the concepts that you have not been strong in, keep you healthy financially, or help you get healthier. People making an impact. Organizations making an impact. This is who we want to share with you here at WHFR. Again, I want to thank you, Oscar and Anna, for joining us today. I want to thank you for what you're doing every day. I've known some people, it's how I originally learned about Green Path, who have benefited from your services. So please.
Well, thank you for having us. It's a pleasure to be able to talk about it and expose it to more people, because a lot of people haven't heard of Green Path until they're in a situation where they were referred to us. But if you hear about it now and you want to talk before you're having problems, it's the perfect time.
We're going to have links on the website at WHFR.FM for how people can reach you. Now, this will be the organization in general. Now, if you're hearing Anna and Oscar today, could they ask for you? Are they call up? How does
they
it work?
They can try, but it's a call center, so it all depends. Like, the calls are just routed as to who's had the last call.
Okay.
Yeah. But if they called and they said, I'd like to talk to Oscar, we could check and see if he's on the phone, and if not.
And first-time callers, you may very well reach Anna and have the pleasure of getting started with her.
It's really nice because we do intake, but you actually do have a few moments where you're touching base with this person and you're talking about what's going on with them and you're reassuring them that they're in the right place and they're going to get help and we have the services to help them and we're going to figure out which ones they need. They want to have the right services. You don't want to just tell somebody, oh, we're just going to toss you over here. It's not one size fits all.
Thank you for saying that.
I've never had anything one size fit all actually fit well.
He's 6'4".
He's a biggin. He's a biggin. Because we're just going to have fun in Studio B. And Rhea, thank you for tuning in to this episode of Impact. Again, Ada and Oscar Horde, Green Path Financial Wellness. I get it right. Mark gets a gold star. Greenpath.org.
Mm-hmm.
And please, I haven't even tried to keep this in my mind. All I can get is the website, greenpath.org. But there's a phone number where if you want to reach out.
Mm-hmm. It's 1-800-550-1961, which is funny because 1961 is the year that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I wonder if they did that on purpose.
Probably.
Anybody listening in Hawaii or Alaska, mm-hmm. I know you have to get up early to call us, but I'll work with you too.
Yes. Callers from Hawaii and Alaska.
Give them the phone number one more time.
1-800-550-1961.
Now you know it. 1-800-550-1961. Okay. I can get it. There it is for you. I can get it.
Give us a call. We're waiting to talk with you.
And again, this is a nonprofit organization. One size does not fit all, but there are people here to take your custom measurements. two very good people right here. This has been Impact. This is Mark Hall thanking Anna and Oscar Horrid for joining us today. Please tune in again for Impact here at WHFR.
Hi, folks. I'm Dennis Brown II of Dearborn, Michigan. I've been spreading the word about autism awareness both on the radio and in the local newspapers for the past few years, and I'm at it again this year. Since I was diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome, I've had all sorts of trouble finding a good-paying job, and I'm not alone. About 50,000 people with autism become adults, with the majority being unemployed. A 2014 report from the A.J. Drexel Autism Institute says that 58% of high school kids with autism had developed a plan for entering adulthood. Once they're out of the education system, they can lose support services, counselors, and can't build a routine for a structured environment. In fact, by the year 2025, about 500,000 people with autism are expected to outgrow school-based support programs after reaching the age of 21. Autism Speaks has information on this and more. Log on to autismspeaks.org or call 888-288-4762. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen.
Listener-supported, non-commercial radio from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn.
Guys and dolls, you are at the malt shop with Daddy G. Although I'm not at the malt shop today, they forced me to come over to the studio because it's Radiothon week, okay? But right now we're going to have a song from the 50s and 60s, so grab your favorite squeeze and hang those fuzzy dice on the rearview mirror. Head on down to the studio. Not the malt shop today. Because we're going back to the 50s and 60s. And here we are, back in the 50s.
Come on over, baby. Whole lot of shaking going on. Yes, I said, come on over, baby. Baby, you can't go wrong. We ain't faking. Whole lot. Well, I say, come on over, baby. We got chicken in the corner. Woo, huh? Come on over, baby. Baby, got the bull by the horn. We ain't faking. Whole lot of shaking going on. Yeah, let's shake, baby, shake. I said, shake, baby, shake. I said, shake it, baby, shake it. Let's shake, baby, shake. Come on over. Oh, a lot of shaking.